This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means we will be joined during the first hour by Rob Regish as he answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation during the Blueprint Power Hour. Then, during the second hour, we will be doing a show for the ladies. We're going to be joined by Brett Contreras and Kelly Davis to talk about their new book, Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body, with emphasis on butt work here. Because we know women all understand, especially whether you're a competitor or just the average girl, it's all about the butt nowadays. And Brett Contreras is known as the glute guy for a reason, so we'll be talking to him a little bit later. Before we get started, I have to mention that summer is right around the corner. The weather's starting to get warm. We're all thinking about shedding body fat. And Age Force is running a free month trial of their fat burner patch. Prove it to yourself that it works. I'm using it right now because I need to get lean in the next couple months. I'm actually doing Dave Pulcinella's Six Foods That Work, and I'm using the Age Force Fat Burner Patch. And I'm using two at a time, to be honest with you. I'm a big guy. But anyway, it contains the thyroid hormone that's legal to sell over the counter, T2, which has been shown to burn body fat. It is a mitochondrial uncoupler, for those of you who want to know how it works. And it includes 7-keto DHEA, amongst other things. And the complete synergy of the patch is very, very effective. I get emails constantly from people saying they've used the patch, they've lost their weight that they were looking to lose, and now they're cutting out the patch because they've been able to maintain their goal weight. So it really works. It's something you won't have to use forever, but you'll definitely use it until you lose the body fat that you're looking to lose. Get a free month trial. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Age Force banner ad today and use the coupon code BURNBODYFAT to get 1 month free trial of the Age Force Fat Burner Patch. What do you have to lose except a few pounds? Okay. Rob Regish, how are you, brother?
Doing fantastic. You?
Great, great. How's your back feel?
You know, it's back to where it was, man. I got back a little faster than I thought I was going to. So I'm feeling good, and I got in there this morning, my one-arm push-ups, did my neck work. Everything felt fine, so we're back to where we were.
I got to tell you, I trained lower body yesterday, and I followed the guide in the How to Become a Supple Leopard that we did last week with Kelly. Why can't I think of his last name right now? You know what I'm talking about? Here, I'll find it on my
own. Yeah, I listened to the show, I think.
Kelly Starrett, right? So I started to analyze my deadlift, and I started doing them the way he talks about in the book, and I got to tell you something. My hips and glutes have never been more sore than after executing them the way he details in the book, which tells me that all this time I've been deadlifting, I have not been activating my glutes and hips to the degree that was needed. I was just doing singles and doubles with 405. I did multiple sets. I was focusing on form. The book is legit, man. It really is a great book.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That was recommended to me, I think, by John Braun a while ago. He had told me about it. He said it was just fantastic. So
yeah. So no, it's a great book.
No surprise.
Becoming a Supple Leopard. All right, so let's get right to the questions at hand. The first question comes from Kiyoshi Early. He says, thanks for answering my question last week. My wife likes the Whey Natural USA protein a lot. I couldn't find any data or opinion on the cordyceps versus rapanthicum question. Hey, I said it. Recently, I started getting exertion headaches, which is my fault. I am on a 20-rep squat program and was using Valsalva breathing, yes, without realizing it. Now, I get headaches without pushing it hard at all during my workouts. Besides rest and staying hydrated, is there anything I can do to speed up the healing process? I was seeing incredible gains from my squat program, and I don't want to stall the program. Thanks. P.S. I will be buying the blueprint soon. I checked it out through Amazon Lenders Library, and it is it's fantastic. So I want to contribute to the Get Rob Paid Fund. Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks for getting me to the pay window.
There you go. I've heard about these headaches, especially during squat sessions. I've never experienced them. Talk about them, Rob.
Well, especially with 20-rep squats, they will tend to manifest during extreme exertion. And 20-rep squats are, let's not forget, they're pushes breathing squats. And as Wade Johnson has spoken to before, during max lifts, guys are holding in a lot of pressure, and rightfully so, to generate max force, and it can be a dangerous game. So it gives rise to these headaches. Things get worse when you start adding pre-workout stimulants to the equation, which is, let's face it, there's a lot of them out there today. So, but having said all that, Kiyoshi here asks a really insightful question, which is, how does he speed up the healing process, right? Because who wants to give up these incredible gains? And he knows those are predicated on fully recovering from each workout. So let me offer three. And I'm going to give you, they're based on a lowest to highest scale in terms of both financial outlay and efficacy. But here they are. Solution number one, cryotherapy, otherwise known as icing, and Epsom salt baths. Virtually free, right, and real effective. These strategies are available to anyone with the willingness to invest the time and effort. On the cryotherapy, it's real easy. You fill a Dixie or Styrofoam cup up with water. I like the Dixie cups. Freeze that and have it ready to go post-workout. You want to ice the muscle group in question that you work for that day, and you just gradually peel away the pieces of the cup as the ice melts. If you're really adventurous, you can throw a little cayenne pepper in there in that water before freezing. It's one of those hot-cold type things, and spices it up a little bit. On the Epsom salt baths, those aren't much more complicated. They do increase perspiration, helping to get rid of toxins and impurities. It is the magnesium sulfate that seems to stimulate the improvement in vasodilation, which in turn improves blood flow to the muscles and reduces inflammation. You want to add between 300 and 600 grams of Epsom salt diluted in a normal-sized bathtub. You can do that 2 to 3 times a week for 10 to 20 minutes. So that's solution one. Solution two, contrast showers and Phoenix Kinetic Cream. Here's how you put these two together. On the contrast showers, people are probably familiar, but you want to alternate between 30 seconds of cold water, real cold, and 2 minutes of very hot water. You want to repeat that cycle 3 or 4 times. The technique is very effective at increasing peripheral blood flow, which facilitates recovery. End with 3 minutes of very hot water, as much as you can. Even stand there for a few minutes in the steamy shower. Now you want to apply Phoenix Kinetic Cream to the muscle groups that you trained that day. People think this stuff is just for injuries. The Kinetic Cream. It's not. I happen to think it's a fantastic recovery product. And it's curiously effective when you apply it to if you've worked your shoulders, elbows, or knees. And I think if you think about it, that makes perfect sense given those joints are incredibly intricate. But the price we all pay in mobility and range of motion, especially with the knee and the shoulder, is susceptibility to injury. So give that a shot, contrast showers plus Phoenix Kinetic Cream. And finally, it's a shameless plug, but Mass Pro Synthogen, we consistently get feedback about the recovery benefits of the product. That's really where they shine. I'm going to just share two examples, one at each end of the age spectrum. Unshaved Slayer is a guy over at Predator Nutrition over in the UK. He's a 24-year-old trainee who was an admitted skeptic. In his own words, he says, I just bought it so I could prove my point about how I'm a non-responder. He's saying, while being in a severe caloric deficit, a shade over 1,000 calories a day, he managed to improve his weights in every exercise. Recovery was through the roof, and he had rapid fat loss. And during the first week he was using it, he noticed massively reduced delayed onset muscle soreness, and his chronic shoulder pain was gone. Example number two, on the other end of the age spectrum, Randy Mordhorst out in New Mexico. Still talk to Randy to this day. He calls me up about the product. He said, I'm 63. I'm on my seventh bottle of Synthogen. Yes, I watch my diet and exercise, but recovery always seems to be a daily uphill battle until I discovered this product. I'm making gains I didn't believe were possible. Running out is no joke. You're going to find out right quick what a difference it makes when you do. Synthogen, if you're interested, can be purchased by clicking on the Superhuman Radio banner ad or in the UK at predatornutrition.com. Whichever of those three strategies that you pick, though, Kiyoshi, I know you're going to be pleased. They all work, and they work really well.
Okay, I got something to throw in here, too.
Yeah.
Okay? Inversion. The headache response is, as you point out, from Valsalva, it is a response in elevated momentary blood pressure. Yeah. And probably some vasoconstriction that's going on, perhaps as Rob points out, maybe from a pre-workout supplement that you're using that has some vasoconstricting effects if it has caffeine in it. People don't realize that caffeine is a very powerful vasoconstrictor and really not what you want right before a workout, quite frankly. But with that being said, there is something called baroreflex, which is if you lay down and you get up right away, sometimes people get lightheaded. There's a rapid drop in blood pressure, and then the body responds by elevating blood pressure, by constricting blood vessels, doing whatever it has to do to keep the brain functioning properly. So what I would suggest that you do is you start experimenting with baroreflex in a different way, that you start inverting in your off time, maybe late in the evening before bed. Allow the body to get used to blood flow changing directions rapidly, and maybe even have some stretching effect on some of the blood vessels in the scalp and around the forehead, because that's where the pain's coming from. It's not from your brain, okay? It's from all of the other stuff around your skull. So start experimenting with changing directions of blood flow and increasing blood pressure momentarily in that skin. That's all you're doing. And then writing it right away and see if that doesn't have an effect. And if you don't have an inversion table, just put your legs up against the wall and lay with your head off the bed. So your back is on the bed, your legs are, your feet are against the wall, and your head is hanging off the bed. That's adequate enough to get the blood flow going in the right direction. I would experiment with that as well.
Yeah, the very first show we ever did together, I think you made that point, and I remember going to Play It Again Sports and getting it. And boy, did that inversion table work.
Yeah.
Great advice.
Yeah, I still use my. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. These bits of great information that Rob delivers on this show, plus 1,000% more, are delivered to your inbox when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. If you don't believe it, get a free issue. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today and find out for yourself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Suicidal when they say it's
over. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat fat burner patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas.
Yeah. Now that's a mash.
That's the baby mama train. You know what? We have a listener on the east coast of Australia. I say tonight because it's like 2 a.m. there, just south of Sydney. Somebody's listening to the show live. I got to tell you, I love that you listen to the show live, but go to bed, man. Listen to the podcast tomorrow morning.
That's hardcore.
I mean, really. I mean, look, you flatter me. I have goosebumps right now. I'm like, damn, this guy is up at 2 a.m. in the morning listening to the show. And I'm really excited that we cast such a large net. I mean, we have listeners in South Korea. You believe that? I mean, it just amazes me. But it's like 2:15, 2:30 a.m. in the morning over there. Go to bed.
Yeah,
go to bed.
Me,
go to bed. I promise you the podcast will be up a half hour after the show is over and you can download it when you wake up. Anyway, okay. Hardcore listeners, in this audience. I'll tell you that right now. Okay. Jason Leloux, my buddy from Texas. He says, I've been feeling strong and making some progress in my workouts, which are including some high rep squats right now. Here's another guy with the high rep squats. Okay.
Yeah.
But I have a little issue. My lower back, right where the spine hits my pelvis, the muscles over those two little bony knots on either side of the lower spine have been getting fatigued to the point that it feels like I want to cramp up quickly. I assume it is an imbalance problem that has been brought to my to light by some front squats and military pressing. Yes, front squats will hit the lower back dramatically. I was doing yard work earlier and noticed that any sort of front loading, i.e. holding a pile of limbs out in front of me, really brought on the tightness quickly. My question is, I guess, would this be a lower back weakness, and so I should do something to bring up the lower back, or would this be a tightness and flexibility issue that would be better tackled with some sort of stretching or maybe light band movement? Thanks in advance, Rob. You are the bomb. I did not say that. There are no bombs here at Superhuman Radio. Just in case the feds are listening. Okay, can't use the word bomb anymore, Jason. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
He brings up a really, really insightful question, or at least observations in the form of a question, because he correctly diagnoses it could be either a lower back weakness issue or mobility and flexibility issue. And I think as people that train hard and heavy all the time, many of us assume right off the bat it's got to be a weakness of some sort and it requires more work. In reality, many of these issues improve dramatically once mobility and flexibility work are incorporated. But having said that, we're going to tackle the issue from both ends. And first up, though, would be a diagnostic check. So here's how it works. You've heard me, I think, talk about this before, but it's worth repeating. Find two bathroom scales. You want to put one foot on each. And you can observe the differential on how much weight you're carrying on each leg. If it's more than 5% on one of the two legs, you're likely going to benefit from a chiropractic adjustment. The usual culprit is a subluxation somewhere in the lower back. My issue areas are L4 and L5, sometimes the sacrum itself. And what that means is the vertebrae is just rotated a few degrees clockwise or counterclockwise, and it's gotten stuck. So that, in turn, puts pressure on a nerve that runs to the muscle, which causes it to stay in a state of contraction or spasm. And it's just simply the body's way of protecting itself. That could very much be what he's talking about these two little bony knots. So first thing to do, Jason, is do that scale diagnostic. Then, if you're carrying more than 5% on one leg, see a chiro and have an adjustment. Next thing you want to do is the strengthening part of, you know, the lower back. And, you know, in my mind, it really is a weak point for a lot of guys because it's the muscle group that takes the longest to recover from exercise. It's very easy to overtrain. But in terms of strengthening it, I favor 45-degree hyperextensions and, if you're lucky enough to have access to one, the reverse hyperextension. You can spice up your 45-degree hyper work with bands, which amplifies the strength curve on that movement. It doesn't reverse it like adding bands will in other movements, but it actually amplifies it. Finally, the mobility work should absolutely be performed before even touching a weight. And now I'm really big on this in the form of foam rolling. And I discovered it recently after incurring a lower back injury myself. It was a subluxation of L5. And as I spoken to here, I absolutely love and recommend chiropractic. But I was looking for things that I could do between adjustments to speed healing. And I can't tell you how many times I walk past foam rollers in my gym scoffing at them as a, you know, a waste of time. Big mistake on my part. Foam rolling for me has been fantastic for working the kinks out of my back, self-myofascial release, and deep tissue massage. Now, you're probably wondering what self-myofascial release is. Sounds like a new
Rob, we can't talk about that. This is a a family show.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. PG-13.
Yes.
Self-myofascial release is on a foam roller is due to a principle known as autogenic inhibition. And you've likely heard of the Golgi tendon at some point in your readings and physical culture. The Golgi tendon is a mechanoreceptor that's found at the muscle-tendon junction. And it's highly sensitive to changes in muscle tension. Contraction that precedes a passive stretch stimulates the Golgi tendon, which then causes relaxation, and it allows for a greater range of motion. With foam rolling, then, you simulate this muscle tension, which causes the Golgi tendon to relax. In English, you get all of the benefits of boring stretching and then some. Because if you think about it, typical stretching routines cause transient increases in muscle length. self-myofascial release on the foam roller offers the same, but with a couple of big bonuses: breakdown of soft tissue adhesions and scar tissue. And I know I've got a lot of that. That could also be what he's saying he's feeling, is those bony knots. Finally, I know that's, you know, foam rolling is difficult for a lot of people to visualize. If you go to YouTube, you're searching for foam roller stretching of the spine. And that's being demonstrated by Dr. Greg Carb. It's one of the best that I've seen. He's been working on these techniques for 25 years. I found it to be an excellent tutorial. So here's the final word, Jason. You want, first, perform your own diagnostic check with those two bathroom scales. Next, if necessary, get an adjustment from a good chiro. Then, before you even touch a weight, perform at least 10 minutes of foam rolling every workout. And I do it in between sets, too. And then finally, if you do suspect a weak area, then work that 45-degree hyper and or reverse hyper and the abs hard. The last point I want to make is this. It's important to work the lower back and especially the abs last during every workout. You have to have it at the end of each workout. That, given that fatiguing the lower back and especially the abs prior to training something like the squat or the deadlift where there's vertical loading in the spine, it's a train wreck in motion. So I hope that helps, Jason. All of those three tips should help immensely.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We have more questions from listeners for Rob Regish to answer. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. The Blueprint Bulletin makes you smarter, makes you stronger, makes you look better to girls. Hey, get a copy for free. Go to superhumanradio.com and get your free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin today. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that
turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I love Nirvana. I really love them. You know that? Isn't it funny? I've said this before on the show. There's an angry 16-year-old stuck inside this 55-year-old body. I love Linkin Park. I love Nirvana. You know, I love that music. I love to train to it.
Wow.
I know. My kids, they cringe. Like my
there's anger inside my, you.
Well, it's that I still relate to that kid. You know, that 16-year-old that was angry. You know.
Yeah.
My parents won't let me do this, man. I'm oppressed. All right, so the next question comes from Johnny Gray. He says, I like your opinion on Mike Menster and the whole high-intensity training. Is it real or is it BS? Thanks for all you do, Rob. He says, the Power Hour is my favorite Superhuman Radio show, and that's saying a lot. Well, thank you very much, Johnny. That's really nice to hear. All right, So what do you think?
Well, it's a short question, so while I have the time, I just want to give a quick shout-out to Jordan Franz. He's going to be 31 Friday in the best shape of his life, so I wanted to say
happy birthday, awesome. Brother. That's awesome.
But Johnny asked a great question, and I trained under Mike in the mid-1990s, shortly after his heavy-duty books caught on in a big way due to Dorian Yates' success. But for the uninitiated, the high-intensity theory of training states that for optimal muscle growth, all that you need to do is one set to absolute muscular failure. You heard that right, one set. Now, this was first championed by Arthur Jones,
right,
and Mike took the torch from there. And today, I would count Pete Sisko as its probably staunchest advocate in his form of static contraction training, although I think he also discusses power factor training. The workouts are brief, brutal, high intensity, and that's really what they do.
But you think it works for everybody, or you think that you have to be an advanced trainer to actually be able to? Because think about it. You have to go from virtually dead cold to your heaviest set to failure. And we're talking about heavy weight. We're talking about, you know, 8 reps is not realistic in Mike Menster's program, right?
Well, only on certain lifts. You know, Mike advocated training to absolute failure anywhere between 4 and 12 reps, depending upon the muscle group. But the issue with HIIT has always been this. It works, but like every other training system, it suffers from the accommodation syndrome, which is to say your body will eventually adapt to it and strength and size gains will, your body's going to stop responding. Now, where it is fantastic is positioned coming off of a higher volume foot phase.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so the timing of Mike's, and this goes for Arthur Jones too, those guys stepped in at the right time, you know, during a time in bodybuilding where bodybuilders were doing ultra high frequency, high volume routines, you know, pumped up by Arnold and Joe Weider. These guys came in with a radical message. I think their contribution was this. They got people to realize, yes, there's something, you know, this overtraining thing is for real. And especially if you're drug free, you have to watch your volume. So, yeah. Here's the bottom line. Mike's biggest contribution to bodybuilding was to get people to realize that overtraining was real. But the downsides of this, chasing ever higher levels of intensity, has its downsides. Adrenal fatigue comes to mind. A lot of these guys are on heavy, heavy stimulants to keep topping themselves every next session. The other danger is this. You become psychologically married to that training method, given you fall in love with it. Because, yeah, I mean, if you haven't been doing something like high intensity or you've never tried it, your body's going to respond incredibly well to it, and you will become a zealot.
Yeah. And what a zealot does is they do the same thing because they believe in it so strongly, not because it works any longer.
Yeah. You know, they're called HIIT Jedis, and you're absolutely right. They'll continue to train in a high-intensity fashion, even though they're not getting any results. So I would say this. The bottom line is high-intensity training certainly has its merits. It would definitely worthy of an experiment, especially if you've been in this game for a while and you haven't seen results lately. But it's one of many, many arrows that you should have in your quiver.
Yeah.
And you need more. You need a lot more than one. And you certainly, you know, high intensity is a good one, but you need a lot more than one.
Yeah. All right, the next question comes to us from Dan Rollins. Dan says, silly question. If you take creatine monohydrate with unsweetened apple juice, does it help with uptake into muscle?
Yeah, not really a silly question. In fact, it illustrates what you, my answer is going to illustrate what you can do to improve the uptake utilization and get better results from creatine. The short answer, consuming creatine with any simple sugar is going to improve its ability to be stored in muscle. Apple juice isn't the ideal, given it is mostly fructose, and fructose has the lowest glycemic index, right, of all the natural sugars. The point being, though, some insulin release is better than none, where if you were taking, for example, just creatine and water. So let me give you three easy solutions. Solution one is 5 grams of creatine plus 200 milligrams of R-alpha lipoic acid.
That was the recipe back in the day when you and I were first getting into this. Remember, you had to take R-alpha lipoic acid with your creatine and your protein powder.
Yeah. That's backed up by some solid science. 2003, International Journal of Sports Nutrition and Exercise, and it's not the only one, they published a study showing alpha lipoic acid combined with creatine increases muscle creatine uptake and phosphagen concentration in human skeletal muscle. So a worthwhile experiment there. Second one, 5 grams of creatine and 50 grams of carbolin. It's a hell of a lot easier on your GI tract than dextrose, and you're not going to feel, you know, like you're
washed out.
In a coma if you try it with straight sugar, like 50 grams of carbolin. And then finally, 5 grams of creatine plus 50 grams of glutamine in your intra-workout drink. Not many people know this, but glutamine raises insulin.
Right. It's an insulinogenic amino acid, but so is leucine.
Yes. Although glutamine's going to dissolve much better for you than leucine will.
Right, yeah.
But
leucine will float on top of the drink, unfortunately.
Yeah, in those little specks. But glutamine, gram for gram, will raise insulin about as much as the same amount of sugar. So it's a fantastic way to get an insulin response without the carbs. Here's the bottom line, Dan. Unsweetened apple juice will improve creatine uptake, but it isn't ideal.
I'll tell you something else. While it's not an ideal, I'll tell you something else to keep in mind. And this is something I learned from Mauro, Dr. DePasquale. When the landscape of insulin sensitivity changes, okay, when you are eating, when you're not overfeeding and you're not doing things that cause insulin to be spiking all the time, and insulin levels and blood sugar levels remain relatively low and stable throughout the day for a week or two, or even if you use intermittent fasting to create this effect, the amount of insulin that's required to shuttle creatine into the muscle is far less. So I would even go as far as to say is this. If you have a healthy insulin sensitivity landscape through periodic intermittent fasting, by not being a, you know, an animal and just eating everything and anything in sight because you want to bulk up, but maintaining a healthy intake that doesn't require constant insulin from pouring into the bloodstream, you could probably take your creatine with a whey protein powder, and the insulinogenic response of the whey protein will be adequate enough. Think of it this way. If there's a lot of noise in a room, you have to yell in order to speak to the person across the room. But if the room is empty, you can whisper and they can hear you. And the same thing happens with cellular insulin sensitivity. And it all comes down to this. If you are highly insulin sensitive, you don't need nearly as much insulin to shuttle creatine into the muscle.
It's a great point.
You know, we have so many people, so many people out there who are trying to spike insulin. And it's like, you know what? That's why Morrow says don't eat carbs post-workout. And there's a lot of people who are believing this now. Eat your carbs later in the day and keep the insulin sensitivity window open. So there you go. All right, look, we're going to take our last commercial break early. No, I take that back. Let's go ahead and we have a short question from Ricky Seda. I apologize. Let's do this instead. Hi, Rob. I love the Blueprint Power Hour every Tuesday. I have a quick question for you. With BCAAs like you spoke of this past Tuesday as being part of the fat loss good for fat loss, I'm sorry, especially around the abdominal region, is it better to go with an 8-1-1 ratio or is it the standard 2-1-1 good enough?
Yeah, most of the studies that I've seen on BCAAs have been used the 2-to-1-to-1 ratio, Ricky. So although I don't think higher leucine is going to hurt you, most important is to add either some L-glutamine or citrulline malate with your branched chain amino acids, particularly if you're taking a lot of them. Why? To scavenge ammonia. As with many things, too much of a good thing can work against you. Right. And our friend Adele Musa over at Subversity not long ago reported just that recently on branched chain aminos, a performance decrement due to greater levels of ammonia buildup. So I have seen the 8-to-1-to-1 BCAA marketing, and frankly, I consider it just that, marketing. Higher leucine levels aren't going to hurt you. They certainly may help, but I see nothing to say that it's going to work that much better. It is preferred that you invest in a product like, say, Extreme Formulations Ice, which contains both glutamine and citrulline malate, in addition to the three branched chain amino acids. They also use L-leucine nitrate, which if you haven't used that yet, the nitrate form, I would definitely give that a try. I consider it twice as potent on a gram-for-gram basis, that product versus regular BCAAs. So I hope that helps, Ricky.
And Adele Musa just posted on my Facebook wall for today's show, these findings demonstrate that insulin can enhance muscle creatine accumulation in humans, but only when present at physiologically high or superphysiological concentrations. Emphasis is on the adjective high and superphysiological. So the notion that we're stimulating insulin response to get more creatine into the muscles, perhaps I was wrong. I'm thinking that's why he posted this here, that insulin sensitivity may not play a role. You must have very, very high levels of insulin in order to get creatine into the muscles. I'm thinking that he put the study up on my wall. I'll read it during the break. We have to take a break anyway.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to do the Blueprint Tip of the Day. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. It's brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. In upcoming episodes, we're going to now start to pick a question from a listener that will then be developed into the Blueprint Tip of the Day. And that lucky listener will receive a 1-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. So stay tuned. We're going to probably release this in the next shows, right? Is that right, Rob?
Yeah, the most recent one. They'll get the most recent one.
Yeah, there you go. So we'll be talking more about this as time moves forward. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Get your free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin at superhumanradio.com today. We'll be right back.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprintbulletin.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, we'll be joined by Kelly Davis and Brett Contreras as we cover their new book, Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body. The discussion on Facebook between Adele Musa and Alex Leaf is enlightening. And bottom line is this. The post-workout glycogen repletion, as well as the shuttling of creatine into muscles, is not dependent on insulin at all. And as Alex Leaf points out, it could be through GLUT4 receptor upregulation. But the bottom line is that it's going to get done anyway when you refeed within the immediate vicinity of the post-workout process, and it's not necessary to spike insulin. And Alex Leaf points out that insulin is indiscriminate, that it will also turn into adipose tissue as well. So it sounds to me like the new thinking here could potentially be that the post-workout meal, like Mauro Di Pasquale has said before, does not require agents that will spike insulin in order for it to do its job. This is interesting. It's unfolding right now on Facebook. So there you go.
Yeah, I'll go check it out.
Yeah. All right, so now the blueprint tip of the day. The two most underrated lifts you're not using to grow big. What are they, Rob?
Well, you inspired this one. due to the question that you asked last week on the pullover. So the two lifts that I'm talking about are the Russian barbell step-up or step-ups and the bent arm pullover performed on a slight incline.
Oh, wow.
Unless you're a power lifter looking to compete, these lifts really are ideal insofar as stimulating an equal or greater amount of growth versus their classical barbell cousins, meaning the bench and the squat. They also present a better risk-to-reward profile, and in the case of the step-up, corrects unilateral strength imbalances, and it's a hell of a cardiovascular workout. So let's just talk a little bit about each. On the Russian step-up, for safety's sake, these are best performed inside of a power rack or a step rack, if your gym still has one of those. You want to select a bench or a box platform height that sees your thigh parallel to the ground. A higher box is going to work the hamstrings and glutes more. A lower box hits the quadriceps harder. Although it's going to vary for most athletes, it's important to get it started versus getting it perfect. So just always remember that. Just get it started instead of getting it perfect. But try to get your working leg, to be parallel. I favor performing those one leg at a time for the given number of reps specified. In other words, if you need to get 10 reps, do all 10, stepping up with your right foot, and then switch legs. Some color now as to why this movement is that good. Pre-1900 literature found in this country in the Physical Culture Library at the University of Texas found that the step-up was commonly practiced before the turn of the century. It was Dr. Dudley R. Allen Sargent, who was the director of physical training at Harvard, who then used a form of the step-up when he devised a method of cardiorespiratory testing, this being 80 years ago, the Harvard step test. And it wasn't until the 20s that lift seemed to have fallen out of favor in the United States, likely given the exploits of Joseph Curtis Heise. He had not only gained a prodigious level of size and strength with high rep squats, but more importantly, he had the ability to motivate other lifters through the pen. But here's an interesting fact. Almost 15 years ago, the full squat was still the foundation exercise performed by virtually all elite athletes in the former Soviet bloc nations, whether they were weightlifters or otherwise. It was a respected graduate of the Central Institute for Physical Education and Sport in Moscow, Anatoly Bondarchuk, that would break from convention, and he concluded that the barbell step-up had two big advantages over the squat. One, greater gains in thigh and hip power, and two, fewer injuries. Best example I can give you, Leonid Taranenko. He was a former world record holder in the clean and jerk, 586 pounds. Here's the punchline. For more than 4 years prior to setting that world record, he didn't perform a single squat. Instead, he performed only the barbell step-up. And he did those for three reps with each leg using 396 pounds.
Across his back.
Yeah. So that should tell you right there how powerful, the kind of power that the Russian step-up builds. Second movement, the bent arm pullover on a slight incline. I made the case originally for loaded stretching when I wrote Blueprint in 2009. And in part, that was based on an animal study that I found that was funded by the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation or Association. This year, researchers at the Institute for Performance Research in the UK validated what I had suspected, this time in humans. And the title of that study, Muscular Adaptations and IGF-1 Response to Resistance Training, are stretch-mediated. Their conclusions were this. Enhanced muscle adaptations to resistance training are concurrent with muscle stretch, which warrants its inclusion while training. So in English, movements that are loading the muscle in the stretch position make you grow. You're going to see several variations on a theme here, and there are a lot of different ways to skin the cat on this exercise. Personally, I favor using an easy curl bar on a slight incline bench. Now, here's why. If you incline that bench slightly, you accentuate the stretch on the muscles under load. And, again, I'm a big fan of this loaded-type stretching. The problem is you're going to very quickly outgrow the dumbbells in your gym unless they go up to 150 pounds, and the easy curl bar will allow you to do that. The other part about pullovers done with an easy curl bar that most people don't realize is this. Because the hands are not close together, but rather spaced farther apart, it actually, over time, will widen the outer pecs, giving you a much broader appearance from the front.
So should you use the narrowed cambers or the wider cambers?
I am, you know.
The wider cambers will put your hands almost at shoulder width, and the narrow ones will put them probably just 3 inches apart.
I use both.
So switch it up.
Yeah, and I have, of course, your weights are going to be different. You know, the amount of weight that you're going to be able to lift is going to be different on each day. But that's a good thing because your rep range will naturally change, and as we've discussed before, reps are the variable that your body accommodates fastest to. So here's the final word. While the squat and the bench press have dominated in this country, the lower and upper body training, respectively, that hasn't always been the case. In fact, I think we've been doing ourselves a big disservice by dismissing these excellent alternatives I just mentioned. There was a period of time when old-time strongmen developed gargantuan, drug-free muscle using these exercises. And I think, especially if you've been burnt out on benches and squats, the time has come to bring them back.
Yeah, I like it. You know what else? Yeah. I'll tell you something. Mike Boyle said something brilliant on my show many years ago. He doesn't train athletes in the squat. He only trains them in single-leg movements, single-leg leg presses, single-leg. He does pistol squats. That's all he does. And I said, why, Mike? He says, because an athlete lives one on one leg at a time. He says, you don't do anything with your feet planted on the ground except stand still. He goes, if you're running, you're running. One leg is planted, one leg is not. And he said, so one leg movements elicit greater strength in the hip girdle than anything else. And that can be proven easily. Take your best leg press. How many plates can you put on a leg press machine and do 5 or 6 reps with, right? Now, theoretically, you should be able to strip 50% of those plates off and do 5 or 6 reps with one leg. Try it. You'll find that you can't. Maybe you could do 5 or 6 reps with just 30% of what you could actually do with two legs.
Hey, man, brother, I've been there.
So there you go. That's a really, really good point, Rob. Thanks for bringing it out. You know what? I'm going to try them. I probably look like a fool, but I'm already doing the pullovers, and I love them. I did them today. And I'm going to start doing the Russian step-ups. That's it. There you go.
You're going to grow.
So I'm going to grow.
Thanks for inspiring that, and I'm looking forward to people's questions next week that inspires the next tip of the day.
There you go. So inspire the next tip of the day, and you'll get a one-month free subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. You'll get the newest month free, so you'll get the one-month free subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. And as your reward for inspiring the Blueprint Tip of the Day. So start sending those questions in to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll forward them on to Rob. Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Carl.
Okay, now stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to have Kelly Davis and Brett Contreras on Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body. And guys, don't tune out, because I was at a bodybuilding competition this week, and the guy who won had the best glutes, most striated glutes on the stage. So it's not just women who win from the back. It's men, too. We'll be right back.
Super. Pure Human Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete, all-natural, and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market. The body's ammunition. And Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
And Nutrition. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Okay. Glutes. We're in love with them. Everybody wants better glutes. Guys want better glutes. That is part of the subject of this book, Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body. Welcome to the show, Brett Contreras.
Thanks for having me on, Carl.
And, of course, Kelly Davis. How are you, Kelly?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Listen, I got to tell you, I got a lot of people saying, oh, we're tuning in live for this show today. You know, a lot of women who really want to hear this discussion. And I want the women out there to understand something about Kelly, first of all. Kelly, I looked on your website, which is motherfitness.com, and found out that you had gained a lot of weight after a pregnancy. Did you not?
I did. I gained weight during my pregnancy, and it kind of just stuck around. So when I had my son, it's like, you know, I lost the weight of the baby and everything that comes with it. And then I was just, I have never been an overweight person, but I was just sitting, you know, I was resting around 155, 160.
And how tall are you, Kelly?
I'm 5'6 and a half. And prior to that, my normal weight was around 120.
Okay. All right. So I want women to understand that you transformed your body. Like so many women want to, while raising a family and being actively engaged in a business and so on and so forth. So you had to, you in other words, you didn't sit around and just train all day long. You were actively involved in building a family, building a business, but also focusing on this project, and you got it done. So I just want to make that point. Now, Brett, you are affectionately known as the glute guy. Why is that? Even we had, who did we have on the show? Oh, we had, Kelly Starrett on the show last week, and he even invoked your name. Well, if you want to talk about building glutes, you got to talk to you got to talk to Brett Contreras. How did you become the glute guy, lucky guy?
I think it was Brad Schoenfeld that said that.
You're right. I apologize. You're absolutely right. Yes, you're right.
Brad's my really good friend. We talk all the time, and his work and my work work hand in hand together. He's more of the hypertrophy, you know, the physiology of hypertrophy. And I more so study biomechanics with a specific interest in the glutes. But basically the whole glute guy thing came about when I was talking to Martin Rooney. He's a popular fitness professional. And we talked, when I met him, we talked about the glutes for a good hour. And I was talking to him about all of my, you know, electromyography, my EMG experiments that I'd conducted. And, he, after the talk, he said, you know, you should call yourself something like the glute guy or something like that. And I thought, eh, sounds good. I'll go with it. But I think it turns a lot of the sports science and strength coach communities off because
they think you're poking fun at this whole thing. You know, you take it too
just
lightly.
Like it might seem like I'm unidimensional when really, you know, I have a research review service and I review 50 articles a month on every topic from physical therapy to strength and conditioning, to biomechanics, to physiology, anything. So my interests are, you know, all over the place. Anything to do with sports science, I'm interested. But I just, everything always goes back to the glutes with me.
Now, Kelly, would you agree that possibly, I mean, lots of gals on stage that are competing in bikini or figure or fitness or even women who just want to look like models. We can have plenty of women who have great shoulders. We can have plenty of women have beautiful legs. But when they turn around, if they don't have that proud, compact little tush, they kind of lose points, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, that was one of the primary discussions that Brett and I had when we first started working together. It's very true. A lot of these women, they just look fantastic from the front, and then they, you know, and really a lot of it is that side pose where you get that profile and you've got those, you know, those capped delts and the tapered waist, and then all of a sudden it's,
boom,
you know, a flat behind that goes right into the hamstring, and it definitely is, it can get you to lose points on stage, absolutely.
And in life, because we've actually, if you look at pop culture today, you know, Kim Kardashian, it's like, it's all about the butt nowadays. It's like, we've actually gone full circle to where a slightly more Rubenesque looking woman, a more ethnic woman, you know, I'm Italian, so I would say more ethnic woman is desirable. And when we think about ethnicity and ethnic women, we think about these proud butts. These butts that are undeniably demanding your attention as opposed to, you know, the more demure rear end of, say, a supermodel. Which is non-existent virtually.
Yeah, and I mean, historically, it's a sign of fertility to have this nice curvaceous body, you know, from head to toe, and your hips are an attractive feature. So everything that comes behind the hips as well.
Yeah. Now, Brett, coming into this segment, I said it. I said, you know, guys, don't tune out. I was at a bodybuilding competition this weekend, the NPC Kentucky Derby championship. And the guy who took overall had no accident. I mean, he had the best conditioning, but he had the most striated glutes and the biggest glutes on stage. And it's the guys too. When a guy has is facing forward, it looks great. When they turn around, it's like, man, his glutes, you hear all the pros, oh, look, his glutes came in. So guys win these competitions based on their glutes as well. So this really is a discussion for guys as well, isn't it, Brett?
Yes, and I wanted to mention something from your last question. I train a lot of bikini competitors, and I also train a supermodel. I mean, she's actually, like, gets paid to travel around the world, and it's kind of funny because the bikini competitors and even the figure competitors, it's so true what you said. They turn around, and if you don't have glutes, it's just deflating. You know, it's like, oh, this person looks great. And I will tell you, if you get lean, it is very, you know, as long as you get lean, you're going to have nice abs. And, you know, women especially, their bodies are going to look good if you're doing resistance training. If you're doing a basic workout, you're going to have nice delts, nice arms. You know, you don't really look at a lot of bikini competitors and say, oh, they need more delts or they need more bicep or tricep. And a lot of times their quads and hamstrings look good. It's very easy to activate those muscles. They get heavily activated in tons of different movements. The glutes are the one muscle group, and this is why I like being the glute guy. I will tell you, after conducting hundreds of hours of EMG experiments and reading through all the literature on muscle activation, they are the most confused or, how do I say this? That we know less about the glutes as a community than any other muscle group. We just assume squats and lunges are going to, or Romanian deadlifts are going to work them. And there's other exercises that are actually a lot better for glute development, but the women aren't doing that. And I have all the bikini competitors coming to me online as well, and they'll tell me what their trainers have them doing, and it's not enough. It's not nowhere close to being enough. You know, a lot of these trainers are doing a few sets of lunges or a bunch of jump squats and things like that. It's not nearly enough. That is not going to transform glutes. Now, going back to your last question about men, I forgot to mention, the supermodel that I train, she wants glutes too. It's kind of funny. And she argues with her, you know, her... her manager or whatever, her people about they don't want her, you know, they want her slimmer. But when she gets slim, she loses her butt and her boobs. And when she's heavier, she likes being a little bit heavier, but I have to work really hard to get her glutes without bulking up her quads and hamstrings, and that's something that most trainers and coaches don't understand, is some women don't want, they're happy with their legs, they just want more glute mass. And once they diet down and get lean, that they typically lose their glutes as well, and so that's something with shows. I've trained a lot of competitors who are looking amazing, and then the last 2 weeks they diet down, and then all of a sudden their glutes deflate, and it's, you have to do everything in your power to get the glutes even bigger, so when you do diet down, they're still there.
So theoretically, it almost has to be like a cartoonish butt, so that when you lean out, it becomes a normal butt.
If you're a competitor, yes.
Yeah.
And with men, what you said, it's funny, because I always say, Ronnie Coleman upped the ante when he showed up in, 2007 or 6 or something like that, you know, 293 pounds with shredded glutes.
Right.
I mean, the guy was a monster. And he really, to me, you go back and look at the photographs of some of the best Olympia competitors, and they didn't always care about glutes. But Ronnie Coleman, I feel like he kind of helped change all that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And before we go into the break and we start talking more about the book, because there's some really good book points in this book that I want to cover. So that is a reality. There are lots of women out there who have nice glutes right now, but when they diet down for a competition, a bikini competition, whatever, they find out that their glutes are predominantly sub-Q fat and not enough muscle. Is that true, Kelly?
Yeah, we see this all the time, and you know it's kind of a paradox as well, is once you do build up a nice solid pair of glutes, and you kind of put back on that, you know, off-season fluff. I remember saying this to Brett, is, man, I've really got the Kardashian going on. So, you know, it's a good balance, because you kind of like the way they look when you're lean, and then you start to fill back out, and you're like, oh, maybe I'm getting a little too
thick,
big back there. But, you know, it's I think I'd rather have a little bit too much back there than not enough.
Yes.
So I see all the time, you know, with girls that I train, I watch them carefully, and Brett and I both focus on when we train our competitors to really build up the glutes before they even start to diet down. So, you know, we can watch their figure transform and make sure that it's transforming properly. You know, you don't want to diet down and then try to build the glutes. You want
right.
to do it the other way around.
Brett, have you ever come across a person, whether they had athletic aspirations or just wanted to look a certain way, that genetically you just could not build glutes for them?
Probably not the answer that a lot of people want to hear, but, you know, genetics are huge. In fact, I have a journal article that I just read last week where they examined, like, you know, I don't know how many people, say 100 different people, men and women, and they showed the glute mass and the range and the averages and then the maximum and minimums. And some of the people had, like, five times as much glute mass as the best, you know, the most lucky people had five times more glute muscle than the unlucky people. So I've trained. I mean, I attract a lot of those people. They find me online because they're looking for glutes. Not everyone can build up these big round glutes, but everyone can get way stronger hip extensors, and everyone can see. Like, I've never trained anyone who saw no results.
Right?
Do they all? Can everyone get these big round, you know, shapely glutes or whatever, perfect butt? No, they can't. But they can all improve.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. First of all, you can get the book at Amazon for those of you who want to get this book. And it really is a great book because it covers nutrition. It covers a lot of things, especially building the curves, an emphasis on building the curves. It's called Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body. You can get it at Amazon.com. You can also visit Brett Contreras' website. And it's his name. It's BrettContreras.com. And Kelly Davis's website, which is motherfitness.com, to learn more about my two guests today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Because you woke up in the morning with initiative to move, so why make it harder? If you think about it, so many people do. Be cool and look smarter.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell sell banner ad today.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. My guests this hour are Brett Contreras and Kelly Davis. Their book is Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body. Interestingly enough, Kelly, cardio is just an afterthought in this book, isn't it? Something that most women think should be the staple of their training routine is like, well, if you want to do cardio, you can, but keep it to like three sessions a week, 20 to 30 minutes. Why is that?
Well, we believe, and we've also seen results, that it really inhibits the transformation process in both, you know, your fat loss and your muscle building, because you can only sustain so much energy throughout the day. So we find a lot of these women will run 10 to 15 miles a week and get on the elliptical, and then they'll throw in, like, their strength workouts, and they're puzzled as to why they're not seeing changes, but they're leaving no energy reserves for the muscle-building process and for their strength programs. So they're not getting stronger, and, you know, they're not building the muscle that they want to see because they're doing all of these other things. So we're not anti-cardio, but we strongly encourage you to make your strength program a priority and to make your Strong Curves workout a priority.
Brett, do you think that high-intensity type stuff like sprinting goes better hand-in-hand with this type of a program where you're trying to build the glutes?
Oh, that's a very interesting topic, and I actually discussed this with Brad the other day. I think for quads, like high-intensity cycling, you will get a skin-splitting pump when you do cycle sprints, high-intensity, 10 seconds on, 30 seconds off. 10 rounds of that and your quads will be engorged with blood. That, I believe, that's, you know, researchers call that self-swelling. That can help. Brad and I just wrote a paper on that. We think that can help a lot with hypertrophy. You can get a glute pump through sprinting. A lot of people don't. A lot of people hurt themselves with sprinting. Like I'm not talking about cycle sprinting. I'm talking about running.
Yeah, running. Yeah, no, I've done it myself. Running. Yeah, yeah.
And so many people pull their hamstrings. I've had, and I tell my clients, do not sprint. I can get you a better butt. Just listen to what I have to say. Build your hip thrust. It's so easy. You don't need a lot of coordination. There's not that much technical demand like in a squat and a deadlift. Let me build up your hip thrust to, you know, superhuman levels, and you will get glutes. But if you hurt yourself, I can't get you glutes. So sprinting does not lead to higher glute activation than sprint, than hip thrust. So, you know, I just think build your hip thrust and stay healthy. So I actually don't recommend sprinting for glutes, but I think it can help with quads. I think it could, you know, if you don't do anything and then you gradually progress into sprinting and you take it and you learn proper mechanics and you ease into it, then yeah, you will develop glutes, but it's all about what works best. Will you do that better than if you focus on building up your hip thrust? No, you won't, in my opinion.
Okay, let's move on to the 12-week best butt body weight program. So you get people started just using body weight to activate the glute muscles. Is that correct, Brett?
That's an option. They don't have to start there, but yeah, we think you need a lot of people. I can't tell you, Carl, how many emails we receive all the time from people saying, you know, I thought glute activation was a bunch of crap. I thought this whole, like, mind-muscle connection was just corny. And then I started doing what you told me to do, and I learned how to activate my glutes. And in 1 month, they already look a lot different. and I haven't even really started building the strength. You know, there's force sharing, and when you work out, muscles can share the force, and so you can steer more towards the hamstrings or adductors or quads or erectors, or you can steer more to the glutes. You can have the glutes take on more of the load. So we think that people need to learn how to activate their glutes, start out really light, and then build upon that. And, Carl, that's nothing different than what all the bodybuilders have been saying for all these years about pecs and every other muscle, you know?
Yeah, but in the area, and this is something that we just discussed during the first hour as well, the whole single leg activation thing has some real merit. People like Mike Boyle and others, Dan John, they all talk about working single leg as often and with weight the same way you would work double leg movements like squats and so on. So do you think that when focusing on glute activation, that unilateral work is more key, more critical than bilateral work? Brett, I'm turning this over to you because I want to stick with this just for a second.
Yeah, so this is a complicated discussion because when you do, for example, if I ask every, but some of these things are not founded in the research, so you have to form your own opinions. If I ask you, Carl, what's the exercise that gets your glutes the most sore out of any exercise, chances are you're going to tell me like a reverse lunge
or a lunge.
Some single leg movement. When I do heavy reverse lunges, I can't sit down on the toilet for a few days. But soreness does not equal muscle activation or muscle growth. I mean, that's what Brad's work talks about. Muscle damage is one of the three factors, but mechanical tension and metabolic stress are much more important. So you have to say, well, so you can look at the activation, and when you do a single leg squatting movement like a lunge, Bulgarian squat,
step up,
they get you similar activations as bilateral squats. But with the hip thrust, you don't get as high of activation, and that the reasons go beyond, you're not as stable. And so instability can help activate muscles, but with the prime mover like the glute max, it likes to be stable. And so with a hip thrust, you get more, with everyone I've ever tested, you get more EMG with the bilateral, with the heavier movement compared to the single leg movement.
Mm.
So it depends. But I will tell you, a lot of women will say, I just got an email the other day from a woman saying, I need to do machines. I don't have a spotter. I said, why not do body weight? She said, oh, it's too easy. And I thought,
do more reps.
She's thinking of body weight squats and body weight glute bridges, but I can do a body weight workout and I'm advanced. You know, I've been lifting weights for 20 years and I'm pretty strong. But if I do, you know, Bulgarian split squats with my own body weight, especially if I elevate, do it from an elevated platform and do like deficit Bulgarian split squats or, you know, like
pistol squats. Yeah,
off of a couch. You can just put your arms up on a couch and do bridges, single leg hip thrusts off of a couch and squeeze the top for a 3-second hold. Those are very hard. They're very underestimated.
Well, I'll tell you what else is underestimated at activating the glutes, and that's planking. Holy mackerel. I mean, people don't think of planking as being a glute activation type of workout, but I mean, it's it gives new static meaning to a glute exercise. What do you think,
Kelly? You have to engage the glutes. You can do a plank without even using your glutes, but if you do use your glutes while you're planking, then yeah, it works.
Okay.
It's an amazing exercise. And we like to post your tilt. I didn't mean to steal Kelly's thunder here, but
I have a question for Kelly next anyway, so that's okay.
Well, we like to do the posterior pelvic tilt when you using the glutes to kind of you know, it actually, Brad and I did a study on this. It hasn't been published yet, but it will be. It uses way more abdominals, too, when you posterior tilt. So you get in that plank position, and then you squeeze the glutes and the abs to posterior tilt a little bit, and then you end up getting way more glute and abdominal and oblique activation. So, again, that's what we always say. It's not about just doing the movement. It's learning how to do it effectively.
Well, and it's funny, and I'll tell you something. I've been focusing on activating my glutes more just recently in the past week, and I squatted and deadlifted yesterday, and I deadlifted yesterday really screwing my feet into the ground and activating my hips and my glutes, feeling my hips and my glutes, and getting down and feeling my hips and my glutes stretching to let me down, and then exploding up in the deadlift. And I was just doing singles with 405, and I got to tell you, my glutes are killing me today. And it's like it's just the day after. They were killing me last night, and I thought, holy mackerel, I've been deadlifting very heavy for a long time and just realized that my glutes and hips weren't even working.
That's what we've been talking about. Amen.
So I'm with you on this. Kelly, I noticed on the internet there's a picture of you doing hip thrusts with a bar across your pelvis as normal, but with your back on the floor and doing them kind of in a tilted fashion as opposed to your back on a bench. Can you tell me the advantages, disadvantages? Should they be done one way or the other way? Because I have some guests I have some listeners who've complained about doing hip thrusts on a bench that it hurts their back or their neck or their shoulders or something like that.
Right. There's advantages to doing both. So I think, you know, any good program will have both in the arsenal. However, you do get greater glute activation and a greater range of motion putting your shoulders on a bench. And I think the largest complaint with that is not having the right height of the bench, not positioning the bench properly and hinging so I always tell my girls when I train them, you know, you want to make sure that the bench rests right below your scapula and you want to hinge. So a lot of women tend to sort of flare their rib cage and keep their upper back on the bench and just move their low back and their pelvis. So you want to hinge so that when you come down your chest is facing forward and you hinge back up. So these are all things, you know, that when we work with people in person, we can always correct. But Brett and I had this discussion the other day, and it seems like people who start out with the glute bridge first, which is from the floor, not from a bench,
right,
they're more inclined to enjoy that method versus people who start out with a hip thrust from a bench at the proper height, they're more inclined to want to do that instead. So there's always sort of this battle of, well, I like one better than the other, and we're always encouraging people to try both. You're gonna be able to do more weight if you do a glute bridge with your back on the floor than you would versus a hip thrust. But I mean, they're both definitely beneficial to your program.
Well, my problem with when I've experimented with the hip thrust from a bench, as you point out, when you hinge properly, your upper back comes off the bench a little bit, and you're actually at one point, if you're doing it right, I would say, you're really supported by the edge of the bench, and it can become very, very uncomfortable. And a lot of times I feel like I'm going to slide off the bench, and it's just an uncomfortable way. And then when I saw the picture of you doing it from the ground up, like the glute bridge, I thought, gee, why don't I just do them like that?
Yeah, you can definitely do them either way. And a lot of times it's just figuring out what bench works best for you. And also the stability of the bench. So often, like the flat benches that you see in the gym, they aren't as stable, they weigh less, and they tend to move around
right
when you're lifting heavier weights, and it can make you feel uneasy. So, you know, you can always push the bench against a wall or some stable surface, and that'll give you, you know, more stability with your bench. But you want your upper back to completely come up onto the bench. So your scap is laying across the bench. You are creating stability there.
Right.
So you know that might be one of the discrepancies that you're facing.
Experiencing.
When you feel the discomfort.
Well, you think, Carl, about how many people have helped you over the years, teach you good squat form, good deadlift form, and you mentioned your deadlift form is still evolving. So is mine. So is my squat form, my deadlift form. And you think about how there's not many hip thrust experts out there yet.
No.
I'm listening to you and I'm going, yeah, if you and I trained together one day and we're in the gym and we were doing hip thrusts, I could help you. And I guarantee you would resolve your issues. And it's just, there's so many little nuances that factor in there. But yeah, the barbell glute bridge is a lot more straightforward. You just put it, but I will tell you, if you don't have a good pad, it's going to hurt your hips. You're not going to like it, and you'll hate it, and you'll say, this hurts, and your glutes won't activate well because pain inhibits glute activation.
But, well, pain inhibits muscle activation in general.
Yep, exactly. So you have to. So that's why I tell people to buy, you know, like an Eric's Balance Pad or Hampton Thick Bar Pad. It makes a world of difference. And, you know, if you're going to be doing this exercise week in and week out, you need to have some way of cushioning the hips. I'm lucky I can do it just with the bar resting because the bar touches my abdomen, my abdominals, and my hip flexors. So it's on my low abs, and then on the sides, it's on my hip flexor musculature, so it doesn't touch bone. But most women have different pelvis, pelvic anatomy, and so the bar would rest on bone. It would be excruciatingly painful. So with them, they pretty much cannot do this unless they have sufficient padding.
Yeah. No, no doubt. All right, look, we have to take a commercial break. We're talking with Brett Contreras and Kelly Davis. We're talking about the book Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body. You can get it at Amazon.com. It's a great book. It's a big book. It's got lots of great information. It has information about nutrition we're not even talking about right now, because we're focusing on the subject at hand, which is building a better butt. When we come back, we're going to talk about rep ranges. And what if you already have a big butt and you want to get it smaller? We've been talking about building big butts, but how do you get that butt to shrink into the right shape? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AM Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavor. No GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AM Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
AM Nutrition.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Summer's almost here. Age Force is allowing people to try their fat burner patch for 30 days. It contains T2 and 7 keto in a time-released patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today and use the coupon code BURNBODYFAT to get your free 30-day trial of the Age Force Fat Burner Patch. Okay. We're talking with Kelly Davis and Brett Contreras. We're talking about their book, Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body. A lot of the discussion has been about building a butt. We're assuming that women don't have the muscle structure beneath the butt. What about women who have the muscle structure, but they're carrying a lot of lower body fat? Is that exclusively done in the kitchen solving that problem, Kelly? Or do you subscribe to the working muscles burn the tissue around it as a source of energy?
I think it's a combination of both, and I am a prime example of that. I do naturally have a large round butt, and I've always been athletic, aside from my pregnancies. And, you know, my glutes were never something that I really had to work at. However, when I started working them, not only did they look better, but it improved everything. It improved, you know, how I ran, how I walked, how I lifted, you know, just how my posture. So we can focus so much on the aesthetic point of the glutes, but it's so much more than that. I mean, it's just improving every aspect of your movement by strengthening the glutes. So diet definitely is key for the fat loss. And, of course, the way our programs are designed, they're very metabolically taxing because we do have those big lifts within each workout, so you are burning the fat. But, you know, it extends beyond that. So even if you naturally do have large glutes, strengthening them and getting them powerful in all the right ways will make a big difference, you know, not just in your workouts, your squats and everything, but also, you know, it reduces back pain and knee pain. And I just started noticing all these big improvements overall.
Well, do you also... I'm sorry, Brett. Go ahead, Brett. Go ahead.
I wanted to chime in here. When Kelly first started working with me, you know, I told her, quit doing all the cardio. I told her, you know, stop all of it. No plyos, no interval training, nothing. Just heavy weight training. Let me get you stronger. Let me get you very strong over the next couple months. We took pictures. It's insane. She got way leaner by focusing on progressive overload. I mean, she had never.
Okay, but
really...
this is a great discussion because I was actually going to speak to this. So, but Brett, don't you find that your female clients, they first get bigger before they start getting smaller? So the muscle responds fast, and they go, oh my God, you know, my thighs are getting so thick, this isn't what I want. And then you have to convince them, just be patient.
Yep.
Because then when the sub-Q fat starts to shrink, the net result is a smaller form of leg.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, gosh, when I had my studio, I can't tell you how many women would, after the first week, especially their first week, because they're doing all this unfamiliar exercise, the muscles store more glycogen and, you know, pull more water, and they swell a little bit, and they freak out. Oh, my God, my jeans are fitting tighter already. It also, strength training makes you hungrier, so you have to have willpower to not follow it up by eating more. But what I always told my women, my female clients, was what I am doing in here is causing you to lose weight. and you know, you're burning more calories, and so as long as you follow that up in the 23 hours you're not in here by eating well, you will lose weight. But do you want to lose fat or do you want to lose muscle? Because if you get a lot stronger in here, you will keep your muscle and lose fat. But I you know, if you don't do strength training, you will lose, you know, probably half fat and half muscle. So I would always tell them that. And I'd say, let's say you get down to, let's say the woman weighs, I always try to make things specific to them so it makes more sense. If the woman weighs 140 and she describes to me her ideal, you know, physique and her ideal body weight and body type, and that happens to be 120, then I will say, we need to get down to 120, and when we get down to 120, if you are weak, you will, you know, you won't look as good than if you are very strong. We want to keep the muscle and lose the fat.
Right.
And then we also find that it's not even necessarily losing weight. We have tons of clients are like, well, I look great, I look lean, I can see my abs, but the scale's not moving, or, you know, my measurements
this is,
are changing.
And you know what?
This
is exclusively a female thing, because if I'm training hard and I'm eating right and the scale is staying at 245, but I see I'm getting leaner, I'm a happy guy. I don't care if the scale doesn't change. That means I'm putting on muscle and shedding body fat. But a woman goes, the scale isn't moving. This sucks. I don't like it.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I always, Brett and I, we have an online membership program that we offer. We offer monthly membership videos for, you know, we have a good variety of clients on all different fitness levels, and we do this with Marianne Kane. And I always share a photo of my, a side-by-side photo of myself weighing 117 when I first started, when I did my first figure show. And I was ripped and lean, and you know, I looked the part, and then I put beside it a picture of me at 135, and I'm ripped and lean, and I look the part. So it's like, you know, here I put on 17 pounds, but you know, I have more size, but I, like putting them side by side, it doesn't even look like the same person.
I think that image went viral a long time, a while ago. I feel like that image went around the internet.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I think it did. Actually.
It might have, yeah.
Okay, so rep ranges, Brett. Do you think there's any magic in rep ranges for the glutes to build stronger, bigger, prouder glutes, or is it just the same methodology that you would train any other muscle group with?
Nope. So my system is based on my knowledge of biomechanics, Brad's knowledge of hypertrophy, and then my practical experience with training other people. So I will tell you, Brad Schoenfeld's work, who you interviewed last week, he will tell you there's three primary mechanisms to muscle hypertrophy. It's mechanical tension, metabolic stress, and muscle damage. Well, you start, because that all sounds cool, but I'm a practical guy. What does that mean? So you need tension. Tension is the most important thing. Well, you get more tension with heavier weight. So I want my female clients to get good at heavy weight. The other thing is, there's an argument going around in the sports science community and the bodybuilding community is that you can just use a lightweight and rep out to failure.
Yeah, facial and stretching, right? That you stretch
no,
the muscle?
No, different than facial stretching. So, Stu Phillips is a really good researcher, but he takes leg extensions. A lot of the research that, you know, people do on the quads are the most studied muscle group, and you know, they always look at leg extensions. If you do a leg extension set to failure, Carl, you will look at, say you do like a 30-rep set, muscle activation will rise throughout the set because you've got constant tension on the muscle is fatigued, and so the brain tries to activate more, you know, it tries to activate the muscles and maintain that force generation, so it leaves a higher EMG as the set ensues. And so towards the end of the set, you're getting high activation levels, and they propose that this is why you can do high rep sets. And they've measured this, that you can do heavy or lightweight, and it results in similar amounts of hypertrophy. But I will tell you, I test glute activation. I have people do sets to failure. The glutes don't do the same thing. The activation doesn't rise like it does with the heavier weights. So heavier weights lead to more activation and therefore more tension. But the whole metabolic stress side of the equation, think about that, Carl. Metabolic stress means the pump, the burn, feeling that, like all the
muscle congestion. Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why Brad and I feel, think about it, power lifters lift heavier than bodybuilders. They have more tension on the muscles, but bodybuilders have more metabolic stress. They get the burn. They have lower rest periods, higher rep ranges. And we feel that, and bodybuilders are bigger. So that's why metabolic stress is so important. So you have to do the higher rep ranges. You have to get that pump and burn. And I will tell you, when I trained the glute squad last year. I called them the glute squad. There were six bikini competitors, and they would be sitting around all doing hip thrusts, and they wouldn't even be doing short rest times because I'd have all six go in a row. I'd have one go, then the next would go, then the next, but they'd be sitting on the bench, and they'd have to stand up. Their glutes would be cramping up, and they'd stand up and be like, oh my God, my glutes. And they've never felt this before. And then they drive home and they text me and go, oh my God, my glutes are still on fire. The next day, some of their glutes are still have this weird sensation. Sometimes they're twitching the next day. This is metabolic stress, and you have to have that. So that's why I say, do the heavyweight, do the medium, you know, the medium rep ranges, do the high rep range.
Do it all.
Do it all. Get strong in every rep. You know, Kelly right now, this is why Kelly's glutes and Marianne and all the other people I train who have had good glute results, I can just look at them and say when they started out, they were hip thrusting, say, 100 pounds for 10 reps. And now they're doing, you know, 275 pounds for 10 reps. That's why their glutes look a lot different.
Right.
It doesn't matter so much the rep range. They're just a lot stronger, but they do all rep ranges. Our programs include them all.
Okay. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I have a couple more questions. We're talking with Brett Contreras, and we're talking with Kelly Davis, and we're talking about their book, Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body. And I got to tell you something. I'm actually going to start employing some of these techniques because after deadlifting yesterday and focusing on getting my glutes and hips activated more, and now they're so sore, I feel like doing activation work for my glutes and my hips will pay me back with a better deadlift and better squat. And you know what? If I look better in a pair of jeans, what the hell? Okay? So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking about the book, Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body. Who doesn't want to have a better butt? Even guys want to have better butts. Let's be honest. Girls like guys with butts. Unfortunately, I was never one of those guys. Okay. So, I guess the question would go to Kelly right now. And that is, how do you, this is a great book. You've got so many different routines for training the glutes, to really focus on the glutes. And I'm amazed, you know, the body weight single leg glute bridge, the march, you know, the glute march. I mean, this stuff is great and I'm anxious to try it, right? But where do I fit this into my normal training routine? Do I do this in place of leg day? Do I do this alternating a day or two away from leg day? How do I fit it in, Kelly?
Well, for men, it's a little bit different. I mean, obviously, the programs were written for women. So we encourage women to actually do the workouts as a program, either 3 to 4 times a week, exactly how they're structured. Because we find that as coaches and, you know, in our own training, that women succeed more when they kind of stray away from body part splits, because they're hitting the glutes multiple times per week.
Okay.
And we also want to emphasize that it's not just a glute program. So some people get a little turned off, like, well, I want my whole body to look better. But you're going to find that we do have a little bit of upper body stuff in here. But when you're doing the squats and the deadlifts and the bridges, your upper body is getting very taxed too.
Ah.
So it really is a full body workout. So for the women, we definitely encourage you to use this as your primary program and to stop doing everything else that you're doing. You know, a lot of times we'll have get emails or calls from women. They're like, well, I'm doing this, and then I'm doing X, Y, and Z program as well, and they're training 7 days a week doing multiple different things. No, don't do that. Do strong curves only. And for men, for you, you probably want to add in, you know, perhaps even just like a glute specialization day for you. Brett might be more inclined to answer this because he trains more men than I do. But yeah, you can definitely add in a lot of these exercises.
Okay. So the women would do this as their program, and because I could see that. It also shows that I didn't lose you guys, did I? I was worried about that. Something went wrong just now. All right, we're gonna play a little music here because I do want to wrap up this interview with them. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe hacienda. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican.
Okay, as usual, Time Warner has dropped our internet and our phone lines again. This is getting ridiculous. So we're going to have to end the show. The show had to end anyway now. I just want to go ahead and plug the book again for those of you listening by web. The book is Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body by Brett Contreras and Kelly Davis. You can also go to their individual websites. Kelly Davis's website is motherfitness.com, and Brett Contreras is BrettContreras. BrettContreras.com. He is known as the Glute Guy, and those ladies out there who want to train with them, you can find out how to train with them at their website. Sorry for the live listeners who are not hearing the show right now, but the podcast listeners are hearing it. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.